This is a quick Hannibal season one wrap up with just Elias. A little bit later, we're going to have Kelly on. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, Elias Roush. Today, we're talking about Hannibal season one wrap up. Okay, so the last few episodes, we weren't able to do a side-by-side podcast comparison, but we do have a wrap-up of season one. We can't finish these seasons without at least giving the proper outro of a podcast. So I just wanted to give my quick thoughts of season one before I begin season two. A little bit later in this podcast, we're going to have season one thoughts with Kelly, but I wanted to jot mine down before I forgot anything in the first season. So, first season thoughts. Holy hell, this has been quite a fucking first season. I have never seen anything like this. It's been one of the most stylistic, traumatizing, furthest from serialized network television I've ever seen in my life. This is Game of Thrones meets Walking Dead levels of violence, and maybe throw Saw movies in there as well, and mix that all up into one crazy jumble, and that's about the level of violence you get with this show. I've never seen any level of violence depicted in this manner. So, the last few episodes have been pretty insane. I believe 9 was around the last time we got to do a breakdown on the individual podcast. But since then, Hannibal has pretty much gone off the deep end. What I've realized is the last... it's gone kind of in routines of 4 episodes. So it'll happen. The first 4 episodes were more or less about the intro of the show and kind of Hannibal, who it is, and the intro of Will. The next 4 were more or less the serialized serial killers that kind of revolved very minusculely around Hannibal. And then the last 4 that we've witnessed were 8 through 12, and that's kind of been more or less the deterioration of Will. And it's been insane to see just his transitions. I don't want to go too in depth right now because I'm going to talk about it with Kelly, but overall the stylistic flares of how he transitions from going crazy to not have been just spot on. I think they're a lot of them are practical effects, and so it helps with the transitioning of the bending of reality. So let's think for a second. I should have had a couple more notes in front of me before I jumped on this, but the cool thing about the good things about season one, the acting has been fucking phenomenal, just outstanding. Everyone has felt pretty grounded in the sense. There's only like 1 or 2 people that really did not feel like they belonged on this television show. This doesn't feel like a network show. This feels like it's HBO quality, and that's pretty high in my book. definitely worth a stream. It'd be scary to see where a Hannibal streamed on HBO would be even worse in the gore factor, but I think that acting was phenomenal. Music, always on cue. Not just the music, but the sound as well. The sound dynamics and the sound design. With the reverse scenes of the murders. Just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. The way that the sound would work with the scenes... They thought about it. That's all I gotta say. They just had some real thought behind what this show was going to be. And let's continue on just a little bit more before I go into any more depth about what I think about the first season is going to be as a whole. So the good things, yeah, the acting, sound design, the plot. Let's talk about the plot. So I wasn't sure how this 13-hour season was going to go. I'm calling it 13 hours. I know it's not exactly 13 hours. It's more or less 40 minutes an episode. So take 20 minutes off most of those. But anyways, the 13-hour season works. I like the 40-minute episodes because an hour does start to feel a little lengthy at some parts. And a drama does need a little bit longer than 20 minutes. But 40 minutes hits a sweet spot. So it kind of encourages you to jump on the next episode. I was not expecting this to be somewhat of so focused of a serialized television show, but also incorporate such a long narrative that stretched out the 13-hour episode time. I enjoyed it. Most shows, I don't believe, can carry that load on both fronts, you know, carry the short-term and the long-term plotting. It didn't feel like there was much baggage on the actual season. There are horrific things that everyone had to endure through this first season, but it was a crazy roller coaster ride. It kind of felt like I wouldn't say it was a fun house, but it kind of gave you that feeling, like, it gave you the thrill and suspense that you don't normally get on a lot of television shows. I mean, I got to check my heart rate some of these times just because I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Just things you've never seen. The plotting also left enough clues that it didn't feel like it was talking down to the audience, but it still gave you enough to string you along a certain path that you could see where this was going to end up. Now, yes, we knew who Hannibal Lecter was as the series started, but that wasn't always what we were looking for. It was more or less plotting in between that and filling in the holes, and also seeing Will's sanity deteriorate. The other things I liked, you know, the plotting, the sound, the acting, the episode count. I'd say maybe 30 minutes could have been taken off the entire series. But otherwise, it really felt like a pretty solid series. Any downsides that I was thinking of kind of consist of episode 5. Hella traumatizing. Episode 5 basically showed gratuitous gore. Didn't give much back in return. All season long, we've been seeing implications of Will kind of being related to a psychopath, but mostly through his own eyes and maybe through Hannibal's manipulation. So we didn't get to see that. I guess we sort of got to see put it into fruition, but it was more or less he was framed by Hannibal. But we'll get back to that later. Kelly and I will probably talk about that here in a little bit. But Lawrence Fishburne, I enjoyed his performance. Like it was really good. Him and his wife had a lot of chemistry in the two episodes they were together. Or three, I don't know. They were in very few scenes. And I don't know if I agreed with how they dealt with it. They kind of just gave him a little bit of screen time, and then they said, "All right, we out." I wanted just a little bit more development. I don't know if they ran out of time or they just kind of put that in there as filler. I thought it was gonna grow to be something, but it never came to be anything. I guess they either dropped the ball on it or are gonna pick it back up in season 2. We'll see. I'm anxious to talk about this with Kelly. She's not available to podcast this at the moment because there's a lot of holidays going on and whatnot, so we're trying to work around the schedules and see what we got coming up. So, well, this will probably feed into another podcast that features us. So, here's the next presentation. Thanks.